Hello.
And welcome to Living Vicariously, the podcast where we talk about real to real horror.
I'm the warning label on your curling iron that says, please definitely do not put that there, Logan. And I love to watch and talk about horror movies.
And I'm going out for a yog, McCall. And I like to talk about true crime and murder.
And this week, we're having an awesome fun time with our wild card
digging.
I was thinking about getting that queued up on my phone.
You probably should have. That would have been better than me making the noise with my mouth.
Sir, you're making chainsaw noises.
You're making chainsaw noises with your mouth. Yeah.
All right. So before we start this one, I'm just going to say, I'm going to preface this, which is always great. It's like, oh my God. It's like when the girls at school were like,
I'm sick, so my solo won't like sound as good as it will like later when I'm okay.
And they like walk in with like a scarf tied around their neck
tea.
And like tea. That made me so mad. But anyway, so I'm going to preface my portion.
Are we both sick?
No.
Oh.
No, what I was going to say is before I start my section, I'm changing or I'm going to try out a new kind of way of doing my portion. I'm still going to talk about the movie the way I like. I'm still going to give facts and trivia, but what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to focus more on like why I like this movie or why I don't like this movie, because sometimes it's more fun to talk about things you don't like.
I love complaining.
Mm-hmm, me too. So I'm still going to give like a synopsis of the plot, but I think I'm going to stay a little away from what I've been doing, where I kind of go like
a complete walkthrough.
A complete walkthrough, because then it doesn't encourage people to watch the movie.
Not a whole walkthrough, but just a jaunt through the plot.
Exactly. It's like a jaunt.
A quick jaunt.
Introduce some characters.
Basic outline.
Tell you about parts I like. I'm going to try to stay away from spoilers, but you know, they might happen.
I get to hear them afterwards, so it's fine.
Yep.
I get to know.
I still might tell some spoilers because sometimes like a part that I really like.
Also, they're usually old movies, so.
I'll say like today, the movie.
Calm down.
The movie I'm talking about today came out in 1983. So
you should have watched it by now.
Well, this one's kind of like a.
It's your fault.
All right, so I'm kind of relying on the viewers, the listeners to.
Feedback.
It's like, if you like this way of doing it, please let me know. I'll keep doing it. I think I'm going to do it for like the next couple.
You could tweet at us.
Yeah, it's like tweeting at us.
That's a thing people don't do.
Emailing us. So like just letting me know, hey, I was really feeling this. I really like this. Or I like the old way better.
You know, I liked like, getting the walkthrough.
Exactly. It's
I like getting your opinion more. I don't know.
So I'm going to try to do kind of like a middle ground between like giving a synopsis, but also focusing more on my opinions.
Okay. Also, not to be a dick, but I am sick. So if I talk weird or I talk too loud, it's because I can't hear because my ears are plugged up. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
I love that.
If you don't know what movie that's from, we can't be friends.
We can't be friends.
You can't sit with us.
You cannot. Anyway, do you want to start or do you want me to comment on your outfit?
Yes, you may comment on my outfit.
I already commented on it.
You may comment on my outfit because I know what you're going to say.
Logan looks like he works at Target.
Well, it is basically what
That's
I did
what
wear.
That's what you wore to Target.
Well, it's like I didn't want to get rid of the sweatshirt because it's a really nice sweatshirt and it's rare that I can find something
but
like this color
of red. But now I only associate
but
you in the electronics section looking really upset.
Angry
like,
all the time.
Please don't press the help button. Please don't press the help button.
Oh my God, if you press the help button. Like, don't be surprised if the Target employee comes over to you, just says like, they're smiling with their face, with their mouth, but their eyes are screaming.
I get that. But also, though, if I have a question and no one's around, I'm pressing that goddamn button.
And you know what? I'm in the same boat where it's just like, but it's like at the same time, before you press the button.
Look around.
Swivel your stupid head around.
Swivel your fat head.
Give your head a 360 degree turn.
Just check.
See if you can't find that Target red somewhere. If you absolutely cannot, within your field of vision, see a Target employee, go ahead and press that button.
Do it. Fucking press it.
But I swear to God, the amount of times I had where someone pressed the button while I was standing right there. Don't press the button.
Oh my God.
Unless
okay.
You absolutely cannot find someone, do not press the button.
Also, don't call Target. Just kidding. I was the operator, so I had to answer your calls.
Just kidding.
And I was mad. I don't talk to the public.
Also,
if anyone's wondering, I'm wearing my anime pants. The end. That's it.
Everyone knows about the anime pants.
Oh, also, I was talking to someone, and I'm wearing, you know, Pink, the brand Pink, and their thing is the dog.
Is it pink color?
It's not even pink.
I hated that. I worked at Victoria's Secret, and people, like, boys.
You worked everywhere. Target, Victoria's Secret.
Bath & Body Works.
I wore this sweatshirt. It's gray. Green? I'm sorry. Everything I wear is gray, so I got confused.
You were like, gray?
Other colors?
Chlor. Cahors your chlor.
Cahors your chlor.
Any chlor.
Turquoise Yeti.
No post can get me through anything like that post.
I
can.
Love that fucking thing. But I'm wearing a green sweatshirt, and it's got the little dog on it for pink. And I was talking to someone in my office, and they were like, I love the little dog on your sweatshirt. That's so cute. And I, honest to God, could not tell if they knew that it was a brand or...
How old is this woman?
I don't know. An age?
Did she look like she was wearing a bra?
Yes. Most women do. Unless they're Rachel and Friends.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever watched Friends?
No.
Their nerps are out.
They are.
Oot and a boot.
Oot and a boot. And those headlights are pointing ways.
I don't like it.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you see like the whole kerfuffle with like one of the CEOs of or whatever of Victoria's Secret saying some like transphobic and like overweight shit?
No.
And I know. It was like, it wasn't cute.
Keep your mouth shut.
And I was bummed because it's like, I actually really liked working for Victoria's Secret.
Now I have to hate it.
But
thanks.
Now I have to hate it.
What'd she say?
Well, it was a he, first of all. So I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing?
I just thought women's underwear, I just assumed women would be in charge. Yeah.
No, she was, it was like, but he made like some kind of like, it's like, people have always asked if we should have trans models or like overweight models. And it's like, no, that's not, it's like, we're selling a fantasy and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
Wait,
I would have to look up the exact quote.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
This kind of goes against what we're actually going to talk about.
Yeah, but, we don't usually talk about this kind of
stuff. But it's like, we were just talking about Victoria's Secret and that reminded me about the thing.
I don't pay attention to the news because it just makes me upset. The end. That's all.
Give me a second. Here we go. Yeah, he had to apologize. He and his apology is so weak. I'm sorry. Like, anyway, here we go. Oh, also, like, quick, like, but when I read the quote, it's like he uses an out of date term to describe trans people. So like, but so he says, it's like, why doesn't your show do this? Shouldn't you have transsexuals in the show? And I'm like,
that's
correct, like,
sir. It's, but also when people use out of date terms and they're older,
that means that they are not informed on anything.
Yeah, I
like,
don't think that's them being intentionally mean. It's just them not knowing that times change.
Not being informed.
They don't know the internet and they don't know the children of this age.
Yep. Then he goes, no, I don't think we should. Well, why not? Because the show is a fantasy. It's a 42-minute entertainment special. That's what it is. And I'm like, so trans people and overweight people can't be part of this fantasy?
That's awkward. Good job, buddy.
And then he said, we attempted to do a television special for plus sizes in 2000. No one had any interest in it. Still don't. And I'm like, I doubt that.
I really doubt that. Overweight people exist.
Mm-hmm.
They're alive.
So then he had to redact everything he said. And I'm like, you stupid. Ed Rezek or whatever.
You just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, just keep your mouth shut.
You just don't say a goddamn word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, sir, but...
Why are you even an exec at Victoria's Secret? You don't even wear the products.
Where are the women?
Where are the women's?
Anyway.
I'll tell you where the women's are. They're at Sleepaway Camp, which is the movie that I'm going to be talking about.
Segue.
Yeah, that was a smooth, seamless transition.
God, we're like
Thank you,
podcasters.
Thank you, Logan.
Oh my God.
How is it? Is it on Amazon Prime?
Professionalism.
No, I'm just looking. I'm looking at it. I'm like, is it?
They actually have a lot of movies on Amazon Prime. Did you know they have Blair Witch Project?
Yep, I watched that one.
Paranormal Activity.
I watched that one.
Some other third thing.
Way to go.
If you ever want to watch Blair Witch Project with us, I want to watch it, but I'm also too scared to watch it.
It is so absolutely not scary at all.
I need someone.
I was watching it, and I'm like, when the fuck is something going to happen?
Seriously?
Like,
okay, I hung out with friends in college, and they talked about the Blair Witch Project like it was the scariest thing in the world.
I legitimately was watching it, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, the people who threw up at this movie were... Well, the reason they threw up was more because of the shaky camera.
Okay, that's fair.
I was like, everyone...
Okay, you burped.
I did.
What the fuck did you have for lunch?
I had some of your pumpkin seeds, and that always messes with my breath.
It smelled like pork. I didn't like it. Is it cool if I keep this in? Because I find it funny.
Yes.
You burped right in my fucking face.
Oh, wow, that was funny. I was, like, trying so hard. I was like, don't let it out. And then it came out while I was talking, and I was like, shit.
You did it so quietly that I'm like, oh, I won't say anything. And then I smell it, and I'm like, well, I have to say something now, bitch.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
I tasted it. It was the worst.
Maybe Arby's.
Thing. That's kind of what it smelled like.
Arby's and a little bit of like...
You lucky bitch. You had Arby's.
Yeah.
I love Arby's.
That's where I stopped off when I was like, I need to get food because I'm about to like murder a bitch. Oh, I'm going to murder a bitch because someone threw away all my Tupperware.
What the fuck?
I had at work, I had in the fridge, I had Tupperware. And there's been shit in that fridge for like months.
Did they have a sign up saying like
no,
to clean the fridge?
No, there's no sign that says when they clean the fridge.
Okay, well then that's like not allowed.
Exactly. I was like, what the fuck? And some of it had food in it that I put on Friday. I brought lunch on Friday. I didn't eat it Friday because I was like, it was one of those things where it's like, I brought the lunch, but I didn't feel the lunch. So I went out and got something else. And I was like, well, I'll leave this in here for the next day because I know I'll eat it or I'll bring it home. Well, apparently they cleaned out the fridge
like,
on Friday.
Fuck you.
And they threw away not just that. I had two other things of Tupperware that were empty, but they kept them in the...
you kept in the fridge?
I know. I just kept forgetting to grab them.
Like
so guess,
a crazy
it's like,
person?
So I guess that was my fault for the empty ones, but one of them had food.
But you could
so
also like, just throw them in the sink and be like, whose are these? Mm-hmm. You could give them a minute before you just throw away something that costs money.
Exactly. It's like you could have done that. And also, you could have looked in the bag and seen that there was food in one of them. Like, and it was food that was like fresh. It was like a couple pieces of romaine lettuce and some rotisserie chicken. And I'm like... It wasn't like rotten, fetid food. It was like...
See, my office
I was
had
so pissed.
A notice up for literally 2 weeks saying, we're cleaning out the fridge on this date. Have your shit out or mm-hmm. we're throwing it away. If you like, would have known.
If I would have known, I would have taken my stuff out on Friday.
Signs are important.
But so I was just mad because I lost two, you know, the really small Tupperwares.
The nice ones, the ones that you want.
Yeah, like the really, really tiny ones that you put like sauces and stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
They threw two of the only two that I had away.
All right, well, fuck
I
you guys.
I was so pissed. I literally put, I didn't know who did it. I thought someone would just did it to like fuck with me. So I put like a really passive aggressive note on the fridge.
Nice.
But then I took it down when my friend was like, hey, it was the janitors. Like,
oh no.
He's like, they do, apparently they're stepping up.
They're in charge of that shit.
It's like they were like, the janitors were like, yeah, they're stepping up their, cleaning and they're trying to clean more and so they're starting to clean
nice.
They're cleaning out the fridges every Friday so I took off the note because I felt bad. I was like
are the best.
I was like, I thought it was some shithead who just was doing it to be like, this stuff has been in here for so long, I'm gonna throw this person's shit away. But it's like, if the janitors are actually trying to make an effort to clean out and it's every Friday,
then they're the best.
Then that's fine.
Then
like that's I just wish I had known that.
Just let them do their job.
That
That's
was the thing
I'm
that
complaining
was,
about.
Yeah, that was what I complained about.
Good thing
about
we're 15 minutes in.
And I mentioned the name, but I haven't, like, started talking about it. So,
anywho.
Because I'm going to be talking about the movie Sleepaway Camp. Ooh. It's one of my favorite movies. It's from 1983. It stars Felissa Rose, who plays Angela. And then, really, honestly, no one else has played anything since.
Ever.
I'm sure there maybe has, but I literally, when I look at the pictures, like, when I looked at their pictures on IMDb, it's literally just their pictures from this one movie.
Okay.
So, I doubt that many people have been in anything else. One funny thing is one of the people in this movie is Robert Earl Jones, whose son is James Earl Jones, a.k.a. the voice of
Darth Vader.
Yeah. I was just like, at least...
And the Arby's meat guy? No, wait. That's someone else.
That's someone else.
Who has a similar voice.
Yeah, I think that's somebody else.
Brandon! Ving Rhames?
Bing Crosby.
For the audience who can't hear Brendan, he told me the answer right away because he knows everything. It's very impressive.
It's
anyway.
Very impressive. So, I... Don't you look at my notes?
Oh my god. The tables have turned.
How
the turntables. I say that everywhere.
All right. So, this movie is, like, the reason I love this movie so much is because it is the epitome of 80s cheesy horror movies.
I love you, 80s.
It's up there with, like, Chopping Mall and, I know.
That's a bad name.
That's
a horrible name.
It's so... But, like, it's so good.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, the movie follows Angela Baker, who was orphaned when her father got and her sibling got killed in a boating accident.
No.
They both got run over by some teenagers at a camp. And Angela was the only one who survived, so she goes to live with her aunt and her cousin, Ricky. So reason number one I love this movie is the aunt.
Is insane.
The aunt is absolutely insane. She, and so like at the beginning, she's like, she talks like this. She's like, Richard, Angela, time to go to camp.
And, oh my God.
And like she, so like Ricky's like, hey, she's like, look at, I packed a whole pack of snacks for you guys to eat. Isn't that nice of me? And she, and, no. And then Ricky goes, are there any chips? And she goes, of course there are. I packed a whole bag.
Thanks, Patty LaPone. At least.
She, no, and then she goes, at least I think they, I did. No, I'm sure I did.
What the fuck?
She's like their eccentric aunt, but she's like to that point where she like keeps forgetting what she's talking about. Like at one point she's like, oh, I can't help but feel like I've forgotten something. Oh, I remember it. I wouldn't forget, I tied a string around my finger.
Which was the thing.
Yeah, which was the thing. She's like, can never be too careful. And then she proceeds to forget what she was going to do. And she goes, oh, that's right. Your medical documents, can't have you going to camp without these. And then she's like, just don't tell them I gave them to you, because even though they know I am a doctor. And I'm like, who the fuck let you be a doctor?
Hey, the way you're talking, it sounds
like... It's like this combination of Ethel Merman, Bette Midler...
I heard Bette Midler in there.
And Patti LuPone. It's like...
All at once.
The
enunciation alone.
And I am so here for it. I was like watching it and I'm like... This is like peering into my future.
Diction.
This is
the
Logan.
The tip of the teeth. What is it? The tip of the lips. The teeth. The tongue.
Tip of the schlong.
No. What the hell? No. I've talked. Brendan had it. I didn't hear him though.
Tip of the tongue.
The tip teeth of the tongue. The teeth. The lips. Thank you, Brendan. You're the best. I'm gonna cut out your last name part. The end.
Thank you, Brendan. Last name redacted. But anyway, so she is one of the big reasons, and criminally, she is only in two scenes.
Bummer.
So, but like, she's absolutely fabulous.
She's great.
So then it follows their story where they go to camp, Ricky and Angela. Basically, Angela gets picked on by like all the girls. There's two girls in particular. There's Judy and Meg, who I know.
Damn it, Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
Shut up.
Meg is like one of the counselors, and then Judy is one of the
Meg's
campers.
Meg's a counselor, and she's just picking on a kid.
Yeah, and her and Judy are like friends.
Is she like a 20-year-old hanging out with like a 16-year-old?
I don't know. She just looks like an older girl. I don't know.
Can she
like,
fuck off?
I know she's a little
a bitch.
She's a bitch.
She deserves to die. I know she does. It's a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also, so then she, her and her cousin hang out a lot. Like they're friends. Like he actually defends her a lot when people start making fun of her. Another kid named Paul, who is Ricky's friend, who Angela and him kind of have like a little lovey-dovey thing. He defends her a lot. And then also there's they also room in a camp or in the cabin with Meg, who is evil. And there's also another camp counselor who's in there who is really nice to Angela, whose name I can't quite recall.
Nice girl number one.
Yeah, but she is a nice camp
girl
counselor.
Number three, Belcher.
Yep, she's great. She's super nice and always like trying to get Angela like slorp.
Talk to other people.
No, not to talk to other people, but she like respects that Angela is a little more reclusive and doesn't want to talk to people. She like never really talks. She just kind of like stares.
That's not my experience with other people. Mm-hmm. They're usually like, why don't you talk? Mm-hmm. Why are you so quiet? Mm-hmm.
Like, anyway, so there's also like, I know, don't look.
I'm sorry.
Don't look at my notes.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so there's also like, so the kitchen staff, that's Robert Earl Jones. And then there's this other guy who is also,
a man.
Well, his name's Artie, and he's a big douchebag. I'll talk about his douchebaggery later. And then we also got Mel, who is the owner of the whole camp.
Okay.
And he's there a lot. And there's a couple other
characters?
Well, not so much characters. There's like a couple other counselors that come in and out. There's this, oh God. No, there's the counselor who's the head of Paul and Ricky's cabin. Holy shit. Yeah, the boys guy. He
is weird.
He's fine as hell.
Oh, he's hot. Okay.
He is hot as hell. And he
I can't tell when you think something's hot or when you think something's weird.
No, he is hot as hell. And he has like this midriff on. And
oh, the 80s.
I know.
What you were doing with style.
I was like, why did things change?
why did the 80s last?
Why did we stray so far from God's light?
Oh my God.
But he was fine as hell. So one of the other big reasons I love this movie is because unlike a lot of horror movies where it's like a bunch of innocent babysitters getting slaughtered or a bunch of college kids getting slaughtered.
Everyone dies.
Yeah, everyone dies. Instead, the people who are getting killed are all bad people.
Well, that makes you a little, that's like a yep. little schadenfreude.
Exactly. It's like all the people who are getting like hurt or killed are bad people. So, like, one of the first, like, instances is this first one has he doesn't die, but he gets, like, horribly injured.
Mangled.
Yeah. So, like, it's Artie, the guy who I was telling you he's a douchebag.
Staff.
Yeah. So, like, the first thing is so all the kids are, like, running into the camp, and he's, like, making comments about, he's like, oh, the spring chicken's coming out. It makes you hungry, doesn't it?
And, what, like,
basically,
Artie?
Basically giving you the impression that he is a
pedophile.
Yeah, pedophile.
I don't like
and
that.
And so then at
Artie
one
point. Should die.
Well, then at one point he tries to rape Angela.
There we go. That's it. Yep. That's you die now.
And Ricky saves her. He steps in time
Ricky
and saves
Daddy.
Her. Exactly. He's the mongoose.
Get him. Get him, Ricky.
But he saves him. Or see, he saves Angela. And Artie, so then later on, like a little later on in the movie, Artie's kind of like, he's
Artie's over, still creepy.
Well, he's standing over this comically large basin of water boiling corn.
So like
for the camper, because he's a cook.
No, but that reminds me of the Bob's Burgers when they're making fun of the Terminator, and they have the Terminator die in like all the cream corn.
Yeah,
that is exactly what I'm thinking.
Basically,
of.
It's
that scene.
It's comically large, but he's standing over it, and you get like this first person view. So it's very Friday the 13th, where it's like first person view, like so you don't know who the killer is, because that's one of the big like things of this movie is like who's killing all these people.
Who is it?
And so then the killer comes and grabs a stool and pulls it out from under him, and he like falls. And grabs the comically large boiling water, and it just falls on him and gives him, like, horrible third-degree burns. And the way that they achieved, like, the burning effect is they had, like, a plaster kind of model of him. And they, like, pumped latex through it, like, liquid latex, so that it looked like the skin was, like, pulsing and, like,
ew.
Blistering. And it actually, for a low-budget movie, it looks good. But that's like, so he gets, another great one is, I'm going to try to stray away from spoilers, but there's just some great scenes that I want to discuss. And unfortunately, in this one, it is going to discuss the twist at the ending.
The twist.
So I will give like a, hey, I'm going to talk about this now. So if you want to watch this movie, don't listen from this point.
Skip a minute.
Like skip a couple minutes. Oh, it's going to be a couple minutes because there's a lot to break down in the ending.
Skip a couple minutes.
But I'm not talking about it now. So you're good now. But, so at one, well, I guess one of Judy dies.
Oh, Judy, the character I didn't know about.
Judy's the mean girl.
Oh,
I was telling you about earlier.
I forgot. I only thought about Meg.
No, she gets killed. Judy gets killed.
Good.
And in a very interesting way, the killer takes her curling iron, her hot curling iron, and puts it in her no-no place.
That kills her?
It would. Wouldn't it kill you?
No. Okay.
Oh, also she suffocates her.
Oh, then there we go.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, that's not how you kill someone.
Also, the killer puts a pillow over the face.
Speaking from a murder standpoint.
Well, the killer puts a pillow over her face and then...
And then jangs it.
Jams the hot curling iron up the...
I say that would really hurt, but that wouldn't murder. But I guess suffocation would really... Well, you can be in so much pain that you die,
mm-hmm.
but that's not normal. So I was just confused.
So also suffocation.
So that's weird.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. But that's like, so that's one of the things I love the most about this movie is all the people who die are bad people. So it kind of makes you be like, ha-ha, who's going to die? Who's going to go? The soundtrack is also really fun, too, because it's just this really over-dramatic, just like, boom, boom. Exactly, like whatever people are going to, are about to die, it's just like, whoa, oh my God.
I pictured just a guy in the song going like, oh my God. What's going to happen next? Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh my God.
That's my horror music.
I liked it.
Thank you.
I liked it a lot.
I'm very good. I'm a star. I'm sorry.
You know what? I do. I'm going to talk about it. So, well, no, because I like the ending is where I'm going to get a lot of the like, it's a little controversial, the ending. Oh. So here, I'm going to talk about it now. So if you would like to not hear the ending and go acquire your copy of Sleepaway Camp so you can experience it for yourself, please do. So the ending, basically, quick synopsis. Everyone, a lot of people are dying. Everyone dies. Are dropping like flies. And there's the camp counselors are trying to find who is killing these people.
Where's the police?
Police are there.
Oh, okay.
Police are there. They're also canvassing the place. And at one point, the nice camp counselor and the other, like the more senior camp counselor. No, Meg is dead at this point.
Oh, thank God, Meg.
Nah, Meg got stabbed in the shower.
Oh, thank God.
They, so the two like good camp counselors are running around looking for the killer. Everyone thinks it's Ricky because everyone who dies are people who are mean to Angela. So they're all thinking that Ricky, to defend her, is killing these people.
Why wouldn't you think it was Angela?
Because she's too quiet and meek.
She's also holding all that rage in her, like, a little ball.
Little ball, really tight.
Yeah.
She got all her shit, put it in the backpack.
Put it in a backpack. Get all your shit.
So they're all running around, and they find Angela on the beach cradling Paul, who they've been having, like, kind of, like, on-again, off-again, romance-y kind of things. And they surprise her, and she stands up completely naked.
Oh.
Because they were going skinny dipping.
Oh, my God.
And she drops Paul's severed head on the ground.
Ah.
She kills him because he made out with Judy when they were kind of a thing.
Fuck you, Paul.
Yep, so.
Okay, well, that's not, like.
I know, that's like one of the ones where I was like,
That's not very fair.
And then, so he dies, and it kind of jumps back in time, like a flashback, to when Angela first came to the aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And the aunt is talking about how, like, let me put my aunt voice back on. Oh, I'm sure you're going to like it here. Yes, I'm sure you will. Although, we can't have another boy running around here. Oh, no, no, no. Well, that just can't do. Well, just won't do. I've always wanted a little girl. And won't Ricky be excited when he finds that he has a new little girl running around the house? And she's like, I think we'll call you Angela. It means angel. I'm sure you'll love that name, won't you, Peter? And, like, you find out that the big twist of the end, or twist ending, this whole time you thought that the dad and Peter died in the boating accident at the beginning, but it was actually the dad and Angela who died at the beginning.
Oh.
And so when Peter went to go live with his aunt, who was crazy and didn't want a boy, she made Peter dress up as a girl and called him Angela for her whole life.
That's fucked up.
And then so at this ending, he stands up and you see like full frontal nudity of a man. So you see like full penis and everything.
Full peen.
And the way that they achieved that is they like made like a plaster like cutout of Angela's face and put it on top of like this man's body.
A dude.
And literally it's terrifying because the face they made is like, we'll post it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's like, and then she's literally just making a noise, just like, it's horrifying. But anyway, that made me cough a little bit. But so that's why I was saying it's a little controversial, the ending here, because it's like, it's one of the better, like, kind of twist endings of the 80s.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a little problematic, you know?
Do you want to go thoughts? Into why that's problematic?
What are your thoughts?
Well, like, I mean,
that's another thing about this new format that I like is like it'll give you more of an opportunity to like talk and give your feedback rather than me just rambling on and on about what
and
I think.
Then this happens.
Exactly. It's like it lets you kind of like have some time too, you know?
I definitely get why that's problematic, but like, I mean, it was the 80s, mm-hmm. and that's a pretty good twist.
That's what I was going to say. Is like it was a product of the time, and it's like, is it the greatest thing today? Like, if this movie was to be remade today, which I actually heard it is supposed to be remade.
Oh, my. Maybe stop remaking Maybe just come up with your own ideas.
Maybe they'll do something else. Like, maybe they'll make it
come
different.
Up with a different twist.
A different twist.
It's actually Angela.
And she's actually a girl.
I don't know.
Because girls can kill people, too.
Like, I don't know. I think it's a good twist mm-hmm. for an 80s movie.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You just have to look at it from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. You can't be like...
Look at it from that lens. You can't, like, put it under the microscope of today's movies. You kind of have to look under it, like, okay, well, at the time, people would have been like, whoa!
Tubular! What do they say in the 80s?
I don't know.
That's rad.
I didn't grow up in
my
the 80s.
My homie? Nope, that's it. 90s.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Early 2000s?
Well, I can tell you, So that's like kind of the ending. It's like it's controversial, or not controversial. It's a little problematic, but at the same time, you look at it from that lens and realize that it's actually a pretty good twist for that time period.
All right, Skippers come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you skipped this part, you can listen again.
Yes, you can listen again.
Okay, good. We won't talk about the ending anymore.
We're not talking about the ending. So I was telling you it's a cheesy. So this movie is. It's near and dear to my heart. I love this movie. It's so bad, but it's one of those movies where it's like
acting bad?
Oh.
The acting's bad.
Horrible.
All right, there we go. I thought just the aunt was bad.
Everyone was pretty bad. Like everyone was pretty bad. But it was just like it's one of those ones where it's so cheesy and so good. And then they tried to replicate that. I can tell you this movie has spawned at least 3 sequels.
That's horror movies, man.
Yep. It's 3 sequels, and I watched the second one, and it was horrible.
And it was bad.
And not in the bad, like, charming kind of way that the cheesy Sleepaway Camp was. It was bad. It was just really bad. Well, because, first of all, everyone knew who was killing everybody, you know? It's Angela. Like,
yeah.
Everyone,
oh, yeah.
Like, she's out of the insane asylum. She's working at a camp, like, as a counselor at a camp. And she's killing bad campers.
I think
the name of it is actually, I think, Unhappy Campers.
Oh, my God.
And she's literally killing kids who she thinks are, like, bad campers. But,
Oh, also, I really wish that you looked on our Twitter sometimes. Because I made a faux pas.
What did you do?
So, someone was like... Give me your favorite standalone horror movie.
I saw that, actually.
I didn't. Oh, so I said Carrie because we talked about Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like a good movie. And I used that gif of Carrie saying...
It's Carrie.
It's Carrie. I thought that was very clever because I was answering to her thing.
That is actually one of the ones I did see and I was like,
and
oh,
immediately
no.
The person responded with, that has a sequel. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know. I like got defensive right away. And I was like, I'm really sorry.
I was like, no.
No.
Well, no.
Did
you know that it had
a sequel?
Yes, I did.
Well,
If you had been like, Logan, what horror movie doesn't have a sequel? I would have been like, well, you could do like Drag Me to Hell or...
I've never seen that though.
That's...
We talked about Carrie. I thought I knew enough.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Cause I actually responded on my personal account to that particular one.
Oh, God.
And I said, I would say Sleepaway Camp, but tragically it spawned several horrible sequels. Also on the Scary Flicks Instagram... They do, like, a thing every week where they're like, post your favorite scary movie, and we'll, like, choose a couple. And every week, I religiously post Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, my God. And they're like, this kid.
They're like, oh, my God. Well, all they gotta do to get me to go away is to post one...
Just once.
...clip from Sleepaway Camp, damn it.
Oh, my God. The curling iron scene.
The curling iron scene. No, actually, I want the scene where the guy gets, like, burned.
Yeah, burn that pedophile. Fuck mm-hmm. him up. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, honestly, this is one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite horror movies. It's so cheesy and so bad, but so good.
But so good.
So
the aunt really makes it.
The aunt really.
Let's be honest.
The aunt really does make it for me. I love her. It's like peering into my future.
That's what I'll be like.
Except I won't make my.
But I won't be crazy.
I won't be that crazy. I won't be that crazy.
But a little bit.
A little bit. But that sleepaway camp. This is my new format where it's like I'm not going to go too in depth. I mean, of course, I did give like the ending away.
It's cool.
But I'm not going like scene by scene, you know. I'm like.
I picture you now kind of dressed like a kooky old aunt, but with like a bunch of corgis running around.
That'll be me. Oh corgis. My god. Corgis. Little puppies.
They're little bits.
Some absolute units.
Those absolute units.
I love it.
I love that. Are you going to get me more alcohol?
Yes, I will go get more alcohol.
Cool.
cool.
I'm going to pause it. And we're back. It's my turn.
Yes.
So.
Oh my god. You like stared at me for a second like.
I'm second drinking. Let's fucking do it. So.
Riggedy. Wreck, son.
So. You don't know about it at all.
No.
So I'm going to tell you. It's so fun to be with someone who has no clue. Okay.
About what?
I'm talking to you about the Sherry Papini case. So this happened. Okay. I watched the 2020 on it, but it was on YouTube. And I don't know if this was like a way to be able to post it on YouTube without like having it be listed as like an illegal. What's it
thingy?
Called? An illegal video. But every time they talked, the video kind of cut out, like, the ends of the words. So they'd be like, I could understand what they were saying, but it was just kind of clipped a little. It was very annoying. But I watched the 2020 on it. I looked at the Reddit thread, and My Favorite Murder.
Good old Reddit thread it.
I love Reddit thread it. And then My Favorite Murder kind of talked about this in a few episodes. I just recently started re-listening to their episodes because I have a problem, and most people know My Favorite Murder, so. But anyway, this happened in Mountain Gate, California. Well, I guess the neighborhood is called Mountain Gate, but it's in, like, Redding, California. So, November 2016, a woman, her name is Sherry Papini, she's like, hey, my kids are gone. I'm gonna go for a run really quick. I'm gonna get into running. There's, like, a quick jog. As the cool nor what oh fuck
finish
the finish is that was that the murder I can't remember anymore. She's like, there's like a Thanksgiving run coming up,
like a turkey trot.
A turkey trot that she's training for. She's, you know, running. I actually saw pictures of their house. They're pretty far in the country, or not country, but like a rural area. The dirt road, they're all dirt roads.
When I picture California, I don't picture rural.
It's, yeah. I mean, I don't know California very well, but, like, it's all dirt roads is their neighborhood. And their mailbox is, like, a mile away.
What the fuck?
So, like, that setup where, like, there's a really long driveway of, like, shit. I don't know. But, like, that kind of weird thing. So she goes out running. Her husband, Keith, comes home. And he's like, I'm home. They have two kids, and she's a stay-at-home mom. So usually when he comes home, she's there, and the kids are there, and no one's there. He looks around the whole house, and that's weird. So he uses the Find My iPhone app to kind of, like, find where she is. And it says she's pretty close. She's, like, a mile away. And so he's like, what the fuck? So he gets in her car. And he just kind of drives down the driveway looking for her and the kids. He keeps using that Find My iPhone app. And then he gets into the area that says where she is. And he doesn't see any people. So he calls his mom and he's like, hey, have you seen Sherry? And she's like, no. And then I'm introducing voices.
No, I haven't seen him at all.
I'm introducing voices into my segment. And then he calls the daycare. And he's like, do you know where my children are? And the daycare provider's like, Sherry never came to pick him up. They're still here. And he's like, what? He freaks out. Which, okay.
Which I feel like any reasonable human would.
No, but I know daycare providers. And, well, one.
Yeah.
And if, like, they kind of know the parents' schedules, and they also contact the parents pretty, like...
So what you're saying is this is a sketchy daycare provider.
I just think that's kind of weird that, because Keith said Sherry usually picks him up at 3:30 from daycare, and it was 5:30 or 5-ish when he called the daycare saying, where's my children? Which, if I was a daycare provider, and the mom always comes at 3:30 and she didn't, I'd be like, hey, where are you? Like, what? Are you okay? Are you, is something going to be late? What's going on? And
or I'd be, like, also calling the husband.
Like, I would be contacting someone.
Yeah.
I just find that kind of weird that the daycare provider's like, that's fine. Who gives a shit? But
whatever.
So Keith is like, hey, mom, can you go pick up my kids?
No skin off my ass.
He gets out of the car, and he's looking around, and he sees Sherry's iPhone in the, like, kind of, like, in the brush.
Jesus, and, needle in a haystack.
Yeah. Like, he finds it, and it's got her headphones in it, because she was jogging. She was jogging.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just pieces of her hair in it. And he's like, no. So he takes pictures of it. He takes two pictures of the phone laying in the brush, and then he calls 911, saying... My wife is Miss... I don't know why I'm giving him this voice. I can't do men voices.
I say, as evidenced by your speeches.
I'm really sorry. I just... Men voices are hard. I have a very high voice, I guess.
Save me, Malchior!
That was from my amazing speech from junior year. Junior year.
Senior year was the dating one.
Shitty one. No, that was my sophomore one then.
No, sophomore was...
Was Malchior.
Oh, it was. Yes, yeah. It was.
I'm sorry, you guys don't know anything about my speech history, but I peaked at sophomore year, let's just say. So, I'm not going to say the kids' names, their two kids' names, because some of the things I watched, they showed the children and said their names, and then some other things I watched, they blurred out the kids' faces and didn't say their names. And I think there's, like, a law that's, like, you can't, if they're a minor, you can't, like, release their information. So I'm just not. Anyway, they have two kids. He, you know, has the 911 call. I listen to the 911 call. He is freaking out. He gets.
Where do you find all these 911 calls?
They're everywhere. If you just look up a case 911 call, YouTube's like, I gotcha. I know what you're talking about because it's huge.
I gotcha, bro.
I gotcha, fam. Is that still a thing? Do people say fam?
I don't know.
I am not hip. But anyway.
Hip with the lingety?
They, you know, contact the police and they, you know, get him in there. And the police are like, fuck. They send...
that's fuck.
The official police statement is fuck.
Just one word, fuck.
Fuck. They start, you know, finding volunteers and they just do search parties all around the neighborhood. They're looking and they're freaking out. The police look into her background... And they find that she'd previously been married. So they're like, well, maybe the ex-husband knows something. They contact him, and the ex-husband says he hasn't heard from her in 6 years. So they're like, never mind. That was a bad lead. So the husband really takes hold of the situation, and he puts, like, yellow ribbons on a bunch of trees.
Mm-hmm.
Logan's gonna snack.
I was like, I want seeds.
I want
them seeds.
We have pumpkin seeds.
And they're my favorite, and they've been here for almost 2 weeks.
They're delicious. So therefore...
They're free game.
They are free game. He puts, like, yellow ribbons on trees, which... Isn't that, like, a war thing?
I don't know.
Ribbons are a war thing, right? Okay. Neither of us know anything about the war, so never mind. He puts posters
like World War II?
No, like a... Like a soldier that hasn't come back from battle, they put up, like, ribbons. You know, like, you know how the pink ribbon is breast cancer? The other, it's a different color ribbon that means, like, a soldier that
was lost.
I thought
it was, like, a lost child thing.
Fuck. I don't know anything about the different kinds of ribbons.
No.
He goes on TV, and he talks about her a lot. He cries a lot. It's...
If Brandon went missing, okay. He would be in tears.
Okay.
All the time.
But, like... Maybe it's the network's fault. Like, maybe edit that nicely. Maybe don't show him crying all the time. That's maybe mean. Because he'll be talking.
You're a binge.
He'll be talking and he'll just be like, and then I'll start crying. And I'm like, okay, edit that out. I mean, I'm interested in the case and I feel bad. But I don't want to see him crying every 2 seconds. It's upsetting to me. I just want to know the case. Anyway, you'll know why I'm like this later. So, Keith actually becomes the prime suspect. Because, I mean...
He's crying.
No. He's crying all the time. When the spouse gets murdered or
It's usually the spouse.
It's usually the other one. And...
Or the butler.
Or the butler. We actually just watched Clue.
I love
Clue. I love Clue.
It's Would such you a buy movie. It?
No, we have it at home.
Oh, that's right, we do.
And I borrowed it and I watched it. It was really good.
I'm shouting.
Yes.
And of course, the ever classic. I hated her.
So much.
The flames.
flames on the side of my face. Which was ad-libbed.
Yep. Fun fact, she forgot her line and so she just kept going.
If you don't know what this is from, go watch Clue. It's such a good movie.
Oh my god.
So, the husband is like, fine, if you fucking suspect me, let me take a lie detector test.
Oh my god. Lie detector tests are not that accurate though, right?
If you're like a psychopath, they're not. Or a sociopath. What's the one? It's the thing where like, if you don't get nervous.
Sociopath.
I think that's psychopath.
Maybe.
Neither of us know nothing.
I do not claim to be a mental health professional.
But, I mean, I don't know if he's... I doubt he's fits into that criteria, based on all the tears. But he takes the polygraph, and he passes. So the police are like, he's cleared, he's good. Which I thought
that wasn't, like, something you could use as, like...
That counts in investigations. But usually it doesn't count that hard. Mm-hmm. Usually it's not, like, the biggest evidence ever. So I thought that was kind of weird. But anyway, he passed, and his family starts a GoFundMe. They're like, hey, my wife's missing. Maybe drop us some change.
Give me money. And
which actually makes sense. I'm not making fun of them for that. I think GoFundMes are funny. But he gets $50,000 from it. And then the weird part of the story comes up. A random benefactor, Magwitch type, comes in.
Magwitch.
You know Magwitch, right?
Yes.
Yes. Great Expectations.
The book we didn't read.
The book that sucked dick.
No, did I tell you what happened when in my literature class we had that one?
No.
We read that book, but we got like a couple chapters in, it became very clear to the teacher that the kids were not reading it.
No one read it.
We legitimately watched the movie.
The end?
For the whole movie, and we did a packet on it instead of reading it because everyone wasn't reading it because everyone thought it sucked such big donkey balls.
I had to read that fucking thing.
Ms. Settlemyer did not give a shit.
God damn it. I had to read... Okay. There was one part where he talked about a chair sitting in the corner of the room.
Yeah, for like 3 pages.
For like 3 pages! And I read that, English major. I'm pointing so hard in your face right now.
You are, because I was one of the kids who didn't read it.
God damn it.
I was like, fuck this. I'm good enough at bullshitting that I'll get away with it. No, I don't know what the rest of you are going to do, but...
Cliff notes.
They're both the same.
Whatever. I didn't read Frankenstein at all.
I didn't either.
Which is a good book. Like, I actually feel bad about that one.
Did I tell you what the time we had to, like, it was part of a test that we had to write an essay about, like, something from Frankenstein, and I wrote my essay, like, it was like a test. It was like a question that we had to write an essay. It was an essay response question, and I got 100% on it.
Didn't read the book?
I didn't even read the book.
That's like mom writing that essay, and she just got a question mark back.
Well, except it's the opposite of that.
Well, the opposite, but I love mom.
I love mom.
I love that story.
It's okay. An F and a question mark. That's what it was. An F and a question mark.
The teacher was like, you didn't do shit. Cliff Notes doesn't exist yet. Back to the missing person.
Yes.
So there's a Magwitch type. I'm going to call him that because I read the book.
Mm-hmm. It's a reference.
It's a reference. And there's a guy who's like, I'm going to put up a ransom for this woman because I don't know her. I'm anonymous. And I mean, it's like kidnappers ask for ransoms. Mm-hmm. So this is like a reverse ransom. Where he's saying, we will pay you money to give her to us.
So a reward.
Okay, well, if you want to say that, fuck you. The 2020 didn't say reward. And if it did, I wasn't paying close enough. They said
reverse ransom.
Like, damn. So they post a video.
It's like
but...
lost dog reward. The fact that you returned a dog.
God damn it. So the benefactor, the Magwitch man, does not want to be known. Which
hence
I...
Hence the Magwitching.
What, one of the videos I watched was actually him in shadow.
It's with Steve Jobs.
With the voice thing. Like, the voice modulator. And I picture that scene from Parks and Rec where Tom pretends he's the guy who invented Facebook. It's, like, that exact thing. Where he's like, I've had enough recognition for one man for my whole life. I don't need any more. And I'm like, maybe calm down a little bit, sir. I don't know who you are, but it's fucking, calm down.
It's fucking, what's his name? Amazon Man.
It's, oh, fuck, what's his name?
I know, I'm trying to think.
Amazon it's, Man.
No, give me a second. Jeff Bezos.
The Amazon Man.
The Amazon Man.
The Amazon Man. So he's like, I need you to go through my contact to get this ransom. And his contact is named Cameron Gamble, which sounds like a fake name.
Sounds fake, but
sounds
okay.
Fake, but okay. And Cameron Gamble is an ex-airman. I don't know what the...
What does that mean?
I don't know what the fuck that means, but every...
An ex-airman.
Every, like, documentary I watch says an ex-airman. I think that means, like, the army guys that go in the sky. Not the Navy, but the ones in the air. Air Force. Brendan said Air Force, and I feel dumb. So...
I was just letting you...
You just let me talk.
I was just letting you talk.
You just let me be stupid. Brendan backed me up. So maybe...
I don't know, what's worse, being told that you're wrong or letting someone just, like, let you believe?
I just want someone to tell me the fucking answer.
So then Brendan.
Brendan just told me the answer. But I also... They didn't say he was in the Air Force. They just said he was an ex-airman.
They would have said Air Force, I feel.
He is also a hostage expert.
Hostage.
An ostrich expert. And
ostrich.
He's, like, a local in their community, which is weird. And he actually, like, has a seminar where he has, you know those, like, shipping crates that they have at, like, docks? He has...
Like the big metal ones?
Yeah, the big metal ones. He has...
They're, like, in movies and stuff?
Yes, and oh. He'll put people in there for his, like, hostage seminar and have them try to get out. Like, that's his thing. He's a hostage expert!
That's his thing.
That's his thing. He traps people. You know, holds them hostage? Which is...
If you can't get out, you don't get to eat.
It's weird that this Magwitch man...
Also, I'll drown your babies.
So Magwitch is now like, go through Cameron Gamble, and Cameron Gamble puts up a video...
He's an ex-airman, whatever that means.
An ex-airman. And Cameron Gamble puts up a YouTube video. I don't know if it was a YouTube video, but it looks pretty much like it. Where
it's
he
on
just,
Pornhub.
It's just like, return the woman... Here's $50,000.
Return the woman.
And that's weird as well. And he's like, you got 20 days, bitch. He's like...
Please tell me he said bitch.
He didn't say bitch. But he's trying to, like...
Be tough.
He's trying to, like, fake them out. Like, you better do it by this day or I will fucking kill you.
It's like, you don't even know who he is. What are
he's,
you gonna do?
He's being real tough in the video.
He's putting on that airman
like,
air.
Airman air. And, like, days go by. They don't produce her. And he puts up another video, like, fuck you. You didn't do it. So, you don't even get the reward anymore. So, I'm telling regular citizens, if you see Sherry Papini, I will give you $50,000. $500. $50,000 for Sherry Papini's reward. That was the reward, was $50,000, which is a lot of money, which I thought was weird because that was the exact amount of money that they got from their GoFundMe.
Huh.
I'm just saying that out loud for everyone to hear.
Just
anyway.
Like, just like throwing it into the ether.
So, okay, your husband, Logan, your husband goes missing.
Yeah.
You can't find him.
Nope.
The police are
Party.
Looking. Party. The police are looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're looking. We're doing our best, man. And a weird dude says, I'm going to put up a video of this weird hostage expert. They're missing. A man says, I'll put up a reward, but it won't go through the police. So if they bring your wife back, it's just kind of like, under the table, we'll give you the money for my wife. Would you do that, or would you trust the police?
I'd rather trust the police.
I mean, we say
they're
that.
They're the professionals.
We say that, but we also aren't in this position.
That's true. It's like, maybe, it's like, how desperate am I? Is he a good man?
Your husband.
Does he make money?
But that's what I thought when I was listening to this. Like, I wouldn't want to do this weird, this random guy that I don't know puts up a video saying, you know, bring my wife
back. Bring the bitch back.
I'm like, I find that weird. But maybe you'd try anything. I'm just saying. The police are very mad. They're like, please do not tell the kidnappers that you're going to, like, not talk to the police about this and you're cool with just doing whatever you want. That's not how this works, Broham. Mm-hmm. So, early Thanksgiving, Sherry Papini.
Does that mean, like, early Thanksgiving as in, like, that morning? Like, Thanksgiving
like
morning?
In the morning. Like,
or, like,
early morning.
I say, or, like, November 20th. You know?
Like 3 to 5 a.m.
Okay.
Sherry Papini is found running through a parking lot. There's actually surveillance of her booking it through a parking lot. And she flags down a car. And she's bruised and beaten on her face. She's got a chain hanging around her waist. And I don't know what they're called. They're like horse cuffs or something on her legs. And this woman picks her up and brings her to the police. Like, what the fuck? And they bring her to the hospital, obviously. She was missing for 22 days. So she had been held captive for 22 days. Based on the evidence that was told to us. Because she didn't want to talk to the news media at all afterward. But her husband...
She saw that YouTube video.
Her husband did. And her husband said, so she had been beaten horribly. Her face was pretty messed up. Her signature long blonde hair had been cut off. She'd lost 15% of her body weight. If she lost 50%, she'd be fucking dead.
15%? I mean, that really happens when you cut off an arm.
So she is 87 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
That's small.
That is small.
And she'd been branded on her shoulder.
Oh.
She states that she had been kidnapped by two Hispanic women. She was on a run. She was on a yog. And a black SUV pulled up. And two Hispanic women got out with a gun. And they ushered her in the car. And they had their faces covered with a bandana. And she didn't see them the whole time she was captive for 22 days. She never saw their faces. And they just held her captive for 22 days. And then they released her. Randomly. So, I want you to explain your confused face right now.
What the fuck?
I'm so interested on what your face is telling me.
So these two women kidnap her, beat the shit out of her, and then let her go?
Brand her. So...
I'm so... I am Confucian.
It doesn't...
Okay. America, explain!
So this is why it's a famous thing.
Yeah.
This is why it's important. I just wanted to come to the twist. So...
Twisted, she did it herself!
Her husband says, allegedly, we don't know nothing. So her husband says, in the 2020 interview, the guy who's interviewing him is like, isn't it weird that it was two Hispanic women and not, like, men?
Before I eat all of them, do you want any
more? I'm good. So the man is like, yeah, it's weird that it's women, right? And the husband's like, I don't think it's weird. Because if, you know, two men pull up when you're...
When you're yogging.
When you're yogging, it's weird. But if two women pull up, you're maybe, like, more calm, which is fair. But if I'm yogging and two women pull up and they have their faces fucking covered,
and
I am
guns.
Out of there. I am running serpentine in whatever, the other direction.
If they shoot me, it's going to be better than whatever the fuck they're going to do to me after.
Our father told us from square one, if someone pulls up...
Run in a square.
You run in serpentine, or they have a worse time and they get you in the shoulder, whatever. Mm-hmm. I've seen the movies.
Yeah.
But that's weird. And the husband's like, no, you trust the women. But if they had their faces covered the whole time, you wouldn't trust the women.
No.
So the police talk to Sherry Papini a little afterward, and she's like, I don't know much. They had their faces covered. I don't really know a lot about the women. Here is her description of both women. Okay. One of them was
named Consuela.
One of them was old, and the other one was young. And one of them had black hair with, like, graying black hair, and the other one had black hair. And one of them had thick eyebrows, and the other one had thin eyebrows.
So pretty much every Latina woman...
They are the opposite of each other. One is old, one is young, one has eyebrows that are thick, one has eyebrows that are thin, one has earrings, one doesn't have earrings. And it's one has curly hair, one has straight hair. I find that weird. I'm clocking that right away, allegedly. And police put out a statement saying, we don't know anything. We don't know if it's a kidnapping or not, because we have questions. And this is where the case gets interesting. A lot of people think it's a hoax.
As if it wasn't interesting before.
People think it's a hoax. We don't know anything. We don't know what happened. We don't know who took her, if someone took her at all. Honestly, if something actually happened and she was taken, that's really sad, and that's horrible. It's amazing that she got out, and it's great that she got out, and she's okay now. But there's a lot of issues that I find with the case.
Uh-huh.
So in my opinion, it feels, like, not real.
Yeah.
So I told you what happened to her.
Yeah.
She was beaten. She was branded. She was underweight. But when she was, you know, taken to the hospital, she was allowed to leave the same day. Do you find that odd? Because I find that odd.
I do.
If you're 87 pounds.
So, like, wouldn't they want to keep you there until you were healthier weight? And, like,
I find that weird.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So they let her go the same day. So a lot of people say her injuries weren't as severe as people think they are.
They're purely superficial.
There are multiple theories of what actually happened. One of the theories is there are 23 sex offenders that live in 3 miles of the home.
So Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of sex offenders. It's a terrifying amount.
What the fuck?
So people are like,
that's why the neighborhood was so cheap.
Yeah. People are like, maybe, you know, a sex offender got a hold of her. But she was never sexually assaulted. She was never raped. They didn't do a rape kit. She never said there were men present. It was just the two Latina women. Hispanic? Latina is from Spain. No.
Latina is from Latin America.
Then, wait, and then Hispanic is from Spain?
Well, Hispanic could be, it's really, Hispanic isn't more referring to, like, people who speak Spanish.
Okay, well then, Latina women kidnapped her, and she never had, you know, contact with a male. The police kind of inspected her clothes, She had male DNA on her, which, you know, when you think about it, I immediately think sperm. That's not what that means. It's like
hairs.
Yeah, like hair, debris. I assume it's hair.
Debris.
But it doesn't match your husband or anything, so there's an unknown male who's also a part of this case, but she never says there was a male. She says that she got injured in her ankle, her foot got hurt in, like, a tussle with these women, and she went to the hospital, and the doctors were like, there's nothing wrong with her ankle. So that's weird. Some people think it's sex trafficking, like, because of the brand. A lot of sex traffickers will brand the victim. But in the My Favorite Murder episode I listened to, the brand that they refer to is actually often a tattoo. Like, it's a tattoo that they
it's a tattoo.
In quotes, brand the woman with. Because you don't want, if you're sex trafficking a woman, you don't want to beat her face. You don't want to make her lose a bunch of weight and be 87 pounds. You don't want to brand her horribly. You want her to be attractive. So you keep her the same weight. You don't really beat her moneymaker areas. And
not the face.
And you give her a tattoo. So that kind of takes out the sex trafficking angle. Someone says that it could be a cult, like, because she had been, like, they chopped off her hair. They kind of did some mental.
Which, again, it's like if it was sex trafficking, they wouldn't have cut off her hair.
They wouldn't have cut off her hair. Some people think it's a cult, that they were trying to, like, make her join and, like, break her mentally. But why would they let her go? Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Because she was just too resistant.
So here's some more weird stuff. One other young woman who went to high school with Sherry went missing. At the age of 16, she went jogging, and she went missing on the same road that Sherry went missing on. What?
We should send someone with, like, a GoPro.
Like, to go running on that road?
To go running on that road to, like, see what happens. See if they meet these two mysterious Latino women.
But that's really weird. Like, that happened in 1998. She was 16 years old. She looked kind of similar to Sherry in the sense that she had blonde hair. She was a white woman. She was very beautiful. But that's weird. The Tara's family, she's the one that died. They are kidnapped. They thought that a man in the area had killed her because she was dating a man that was way older than her.
And because there are 23 registered sex offenders within 3 miles.
So she was dating a man that was older than her. He had a wife and children. She met him that...
But she was dating him?
Oh, yeah. She was 16. And he was... He'd also had, like, an arrest already. She met him the night she disappeared and asked for, like, $2,000. And he was like, no.
He was like, nah.
And she disappeared. So the family is like, we think he did it.
Into the ether.
This is from an article I got. I didn't want to tell you the article right away because I didn't want to give away...
Because it would give away everything?
The twist! Wait, so this episode isn't a random episode. It's a twist episode.
Oh my god!
This is twists! Okay. So the article's named, Is Sherry Papini a Victim or a Liar? 1 year later, details don't line up in California mom's kidnapping. By Crystal Hayes. It's a Newsweek article. There were police reports after the fact that kind of came out of Sherry hurting herself intentionally and then saying her mom did it. And then her mom kind of told the police, like, hey, I'm fucking not doing it. This is my daughter saying I did it. And so that's like a police report. There's also police reports of her breaking into her sister's home. You know, then there was the male DNA found at the scene. And then Sherry stated that she cut her foot. And they didn't. The hospital didn't find any issues with her feet. So they were like, that's weird. That doesn't match up with what we found. And Reddit is fucking pissed about it. They want to know what happened. So I told you she was branded. Mm-hmm. What was the first thing you wondered when I told you she was branded?
What was the brand?
You're too far away from the mic. I'm sorry.
What was the brand?
So they never tell us. The police.
Because it washed off.
That temporary tattoo came right on off.
Yep.
So.
It's a little Pokeball or something.
Like, the police have never told anyone what the brand was, which is weird.
Until today.
And, like, it's on her shoulder, I guess, is what we were told. But they won't tell you why or what. And someone on Reddit was like, this has never happened in any other case where the subject was branded. They usually tell you what the brand was and, like, where it was, which is weird. Also, so not to harp on the husband crying, because it's totally fine for men to cry. I don't give a shit. But he cried in that 2020 every single time. Every time they, like, came back from commercial and they were interviewing him, he would cry. And then they'd show some shots of, like, him and Sherry kissing. She's very beautiful. That's also, there's, like, a white woman missing syndrome or whatever, which is
white woman in trouble.
White woman in trouble. That's, like, a thing where if a blonde white woman is missing or she can't be found or she's murdered, the news will kind of cover it way more than any of the other missing person's cases.
They'll be, like, covering something else. They're like, and a black woman's missing. Okay, moving on. Like,
they won't even say it. it's kind of, there is a definite, what's the word?
Racism?
Not that word.
Prejudice?
No. Yeah, I think that's what I wanted. Like, a bias is what I wanted. Like, there's obviously something going on. But anyway, and so, but her husband cries at the drop of a hat in this interview. And I'm not trying to, like, judge his behavior, but tears never come down.
Crocodile tears.
Like, there's no crocodile tears. He does not cry. His mouth quivers, and he gets upset, but he cannot make the water form.
Bad actor.
I find that fishy, allegedly, because this is all alleged because we don't know anything. I'm just telling my opinion. There's also a theory that it was race-related because she made, like, a blog post. Like, a blog post was made in her name's years previously under, like, an white
supremacist.
Yeah, like, that kind of, like, that was weird. But also, anyone can make an account with her name. If, like, someone's gonna make a white supremacist comment.
Supremacist.
Whatever. They're not going to use their real fucking name.
No.
I find that weird. But the fact that it's two Latina women is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So
being so specific.
Some people think it's, like, race related. Like, they're just trying to, like, say, hey, people, like, Hispanic people are bad and they kidnap people, pretty much. But I think, in my opinion, allegedly, legally, like, totally covering us, I think it was just an attention thing. I think she just wanted attention. And
$50,000.
And $50,000. And this was the one way to get it, was to go missing, in quotes, for a few days and then come back.
22.
For 22, but that's, 22 days is a long time.
Not only that, to commit. Like, if that's the case, to commit that hard where you, like, beat the shit out of yourself and starve yourself to the point where you're, like, 83 pounds, like, that's aggro.
But also, the only definition of her state after she was found was from her husband, who could have been in on it. Like,
that's true.
He said she was 87 pounds. He said she was beaten horribly and, you know, a branded and shit. But we've never heard of what the brand is. She was released the same day from the hospital. And, I mean, I just find that weird, is all I'm saying. I don't know anything about what happened to her. Maybe she was.
And it's weird the kept. Police wouldn't have, like, released, like, a statement or something.
I find it all really weird. But that was mine. Mine was the big weird case of Sherry Papini. It's a big deal.
It is weird. And it's weird that you didn't do a murder this time, I swear.
I know! I thought it would be like a twist.
That's the episode is twists.
The twist episode.
It's not even a wild card.
So we still have a wild card in the holster.
Sibling story.
Okay. So I told Logan I'd tell the sibling story this time. This is one of the not so great times.
That McCall was a fool.
I can't socially interact with people.
Nope.
So, me and Brendan went to...
Brendan's not mean.
English major. Brendan and I went to our high school, like, I don't really remember, play after we'd already graduated just to, like, support our high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw someone that I had known for literally
years,
my childhood to adult. And we're, like, after the show, just kind of walking around saying hi to people, saying, you know, you did a great job to the people in the cast. And this guy walks up to us saying, hey, how are you doing?
Wasn't I there?
You weren't there. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought I was.
You were not.
Oh.
You did not go to this show.
Okay.
It was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yep.
So this guy comes up, hugs me and Brendan, but this guy is talking to us, I want to say for 15 minutes. He's catching up with us. And he's like, okay, cool, I gotta go. So I'll see you later. He hugs Brendan, and he hugs me, and I physically panic because he was your friend.
He was mine.
When I was a kid. So I just, like, wasn't planning on him remembering me. And I just kind of went with my gut. And so he's
which
hugging.
Was a mistake.
He's hugging me. And midway through the hug, I physically am touching him. And I say, in his ear, nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
And Brendan looks at me with his big old eyes. And I just.
Like a doll's eyes.
I can see him shaking his head in his brain like, no. And the guy just says, okay, cool, bye. And I died inside.
Oh, my God.
It was really bad. It was a really bad time.
Oh, man.
So I can't talk to people. That's the end of the story. I'm sorry.
That's the only reason we're able to do this podcast is because McCall can talk to
a microphone. I can talk to a microphone and you. Nice to meet you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, so we're safe.
You're
but
a fool.
That
a
was,
rube.
That way was a rube. But anyway, you can follow us on Instagram, Tumblr, and our Gmail at livingvicariously.
Jesus, you are really drunk.
You pour my drinks.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything to anybody.
I didn't do anything to anybody.
Innocent. So, livingvicariously at Tumblr, at Twitter, at gmail.com.
No. Twitter is live vicarious.
Twitter is
everything
live vicarious.
Else is living vicariously. All right, I'm going to take us out of this before you embarrass me.
Thank you.
More.
Maybe pour my drinks lighter.
Maybe. Boo.